Petition circulators, like Frank Tapey, say they plan to work right up until the August 1st deadline to get as many signatures as possible towards their goal of 125,000.
What this does will restore the sales and income tax rates to their 1999 level. And all of the money is designated to go for public education.
That was Tapey explaining the ballot initiative to concertgoers at the Denver Botanic Gardens last week. The initiative effort is being led by State Senator Raleigh Heath, a Democrat from Boulder who is on the Senate Education Committee. While state spending is the same as it was a decade ago, he says there are 700,000 more people in the state, over 200,000 more on Medicaid, and 100,000 more students, all of whom are straining the state's general fund.
And we're doing it on the exact same dollars as we did 10 years ago. So you can see on a per capita basis, we are way, way underfunding what we were doing 10 years ago. And even then, we were not funding at a high level.
Heath's measure would increase the tax rates by a few percentage points for 5 years to raise an estimated $500 million for K-12 education each year. During that time, he hopes the state will fix what he says are structural problems with how the state budget works. Keith King is a Republican from Colorado Springs who also sits on the state Senate's Education Committee. He agrees the initiative will bring in more money.
But in reality, the General Assembly is going to make the decision, and the General Assembly will increase or decrease the funding for K-12 education regardless of what the ballot initiative says, because there's absolutely no guarantee it'll go to education.
King says the current state funding for K-12 education is adequate, but local funding has room to be increased. He had his own proposal for education funding that would have encouraged communities to put more money from local property taxes into education. Although it received bipartisan support, King's proposal died during this year's legislative session. While King is opposed to Heath's measure, volunteer Frank Tapey was getting generally positive responses back at the Botanic Gardens.
Try to put it on the ballot in November.
I signed one of those about 2 weeks ago at the library.
Good work.
Awesome.
Thank you. All right.
She's in favor of it, and I need to be.
That's the way.
With more than 115,000 signatures, proponents are encouraged by the response they have received so far, but success in the petition drive may not translate into success in the drive for votes. Floyd Cerulli is a pollster and political analyst.
Getting 100,000 plus signatures is, believe me, not the same as getting several hundreds of thousands of votes on November 1st. That will be difficult.
Cerulli says the mood of the full electorate is not towards a tax increase.
If there is a passion out there today, it is for cutting spending and it is for limiting debt. And in other words, the whole conversation right now is in opposition to this.
Heath says he chose this year because in 2012, attention will be focused on the presidential race, and 2013 will be too late. He says Colorado is near the bottom of the states in education funding, despite being in the top 10 for income level. And that's the opposite of what's needed to get out of the economic recession.
We're not funding the most critical thing for economic development in job creation, and that's education. So to me, we can't wait.
Senator Heath's effort doesn't have a lot of money for advertising, but he says support for the initiative will change once it gets to the ballot. Opponents are likely to put significant money and a lot of effort into defeating the measure. And Senator Keith King has indicated he'll definitely continue to oppose the initiative.
I've said this to him, and it's going to be the theme to defeat it. Let's quit using K-12 education for tax increases when it doesn't go there.
Petitions for the measure will be delivered to the Secretary of State's office by supporters on August 1st. If the Secretary of State verifies that more than 86,000 signatures are valid, then the final decision will be up to voters in the fall. I'm Daniel Costello in Denver.